The Coming of Tropical Night by George E. Merrick. The life that is day is dying away, fading, receding, as the tropical ocean sleepily ebbs in sensuous motion, with swift-moving brush in colors of fire. The spirits of nature, the great western canvas, transform, touch softly, and subtly inspire, as though with a great and glowing desire to enliven the day that is fainting away. There comes with a rush from the magical brush tall castles and ramparts all burnished and gleaming, mountains of gold with molten floods streaming, great torrents and rivers of red-seething fluid, a wild, ragged ocean of fantastic motion, broad forests of copper with blood-leafage lurid, swift, changing visions transcendentally hued, born of a touch, to pass at their flush, like views on a screen with all space in between, caught and transfigured on the sea's placid mirror, move passing fancies. The sky visions clearer, glow with rich hues flashing mellowed and softer, as ebbing vibration from a fairy creation, bright fugitives fleeing from night legions' slaughter. Now caught and imprisoned by gnomes of the water, they pass as a dream o'er ocean's low screen. The shades of the night in tropical blight, out of the eastward as billows of vapor slowly arise, in phantom-like labor obscure, enfold, in eagerness spread, outstretch in unrest towards the glowing red west, hands dark and gigantic that fill with a dread, a straining desire for the day that is dead, the day that the night has mantled with blight. A zephyr-like sighing, as breath from the dying, breath of the passing of day, a wail for a morrow, moaning sobs and low heart-throbs of sorrow, now dying in space, the dead day as though tracing to realms of the past its endless oblivion, comes sadly returning with woe all-embracing, its murmurs dispelling the now erasing glow, like color last flying from cheeks of the dying, last streamers of light, the wings of the night, noiselessly rushing from day's devastation, blotting all folds in black desolation. The night, with its fears, its doubtings, its shrinking, the dark thickly forming as clouds in the storming, comes down with its dread, the dread that the linking of dark of the night and of death in our thinking brings after the light on the wings of the night. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.